What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's episode is called I Dare You. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. So recently, I have been playing a lot of guitar. My family, I come from a family of musicians, and which is kind of weird, right? I was always an athlete, and to have those two talents of playing baseball and being an athlete and then also playing the guitar, normally, those two didn't go together, and I got looked at like a weird kid growing up. But I like to fiddle on the guitar, and recently I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to get better at guitar. Just because I like to, you know, my dad still plays guitar, and I like to play guitar with him, and it's a fun father and son bonding moment. And so I start to play one of the guitars that I have, and I'm playing, and I'm learning all these things, and I'm like, wonder what it would be like to do this. And I'm just sitting there with me and the guitar. It's just me and the guitar by nobody else, just sitting there. I plug in the guitar to the amplifier, or I have my acoustic guitar, and I'm just sitting there figuring out stuff and going, oh, that's interesting how this note goes to there and how these chords are structured there. And something starts to happen for me. All of a sudden, I start playing at another level. I started playing faster. I started playing with more feeling. I started actually expressing myself. And I remember a quote. I think it was Dizzy Gillespie that said, it takes a really long time of playing an instrument to learn to play like yourself. And that's the kind of that's the quote that went through my head. And it occurred to me, I thought, well, how did I get better at this? Maybe there's something I did here that I can share with all of you that'll help you to go to the next level as well. And this has kind of happened with me in guitar a few times where I'm sitting there playing, doing my thing. Nobody else is around. I'm not watching YouTube videos. I'm not Googling what certain chords look like and certain phrases and all that. I'm not doing that. I'm just sitting down by myself with the guitar. And I'm playing my tail off, and I'm playing and playing, and I'm making mistakes, and I'm going, oh, that's not right, so how would that go? That would go like this. And I also remember a time when I was playing baseball, and I think it's one of the reasons I was able to play at a professional level was at a very early age, I always was frustrated because I couldn't get anybody to practice with me in baseball. And it's not like golf. You can't play by yourself, like throwing the ball up, hitting yourself. Like I never could get people to throw me batting practice or that kind of stuff unless it was my parents. So I had many times where I lived down the street from a baseball field where I would walk. I would carry my batting tee. I would carry a bucket of balls and my bat. And I would walk down to the field when nobody was there. So there are several fields there, but nobody was at the complex. It was just me. I would hop the fence because they'd be locked, and I'd hop the fence, I'd throw all my stuff over, and I would just be me on a baseball field with a bucket of balls and a baseball bat. And I would hit baseball after baseball after baseball after baseball, swing after swing after swing, and I would just start to learn who I was. I was teaching myself. And because of that, I was unbeatable. Even though I'm an average guy, right? I'm 5'9", 160 pounds. I'm nothing special. I'm not like your average professional baseball player who's 6'1", 240. Yet I could still compete. And it's because I had dug down deep and I wasn't afraid to be alone and figure it out and mess up and ground out and pop up and knock the tee over. I wasn't afraid on the guitar to play bad chords and mess up and fix it and go through the struggle of figuring out what everything does. And how I relate to the guitar and how I relate to the swing in my baseball and when I mess up, why do I mess up? What goes through my head? What's the kind of responses? Like one of the questions I used to ask myself is why do I get so pissed off if I make the same mistake twice? I roll over my top hand on my swing and I ground out twice back to back. I used to get furious and I started to dig down like, what is that? Where does that come from? Is that like an automatic response that I used to have? And what I started doing is I started teaching myself, my higher self. When I just sit alone with me, my ego gets to have a coaching session with my higher self. And nobody knows you like you. And so my point here is, you know, through these stories is when I taught myself, it made it so that I could actually learn stuff from other people. So many people that they go through their life and they try to learn things. They try to go to Google. They try to go to seminars. They try to listen to podcasts like you're doing right now. And they never get the opportunity to actually implement what they were taught. And that's because they haven't sat down by themselves, alone, with themselves, and taught themselves. I dare you to sit alone with yourself and work on you. Because nobody will ever teach you as profoundly as you can teach yourself. Now, this isn't a discount to the coaching and training and mentoring that's out there. I think, look, I mean, I've come a long way because of my mentors. I've ridden on the shoulders of my mentors to my goals, definitely. But I wouldn't be able to take those things, right? Like, I'll give you an example with the guitar. There are certain things that I watch my father do on guitar that I've always seen him do my entire life. But they never made sense until I sat down and just me and the guitar. And I was there for like hours just playing and playing and fumbling, messing up stuff. And then I started to put things together because I just sat there with it. That's why I preach so many times, I want you to spend 10, 20 minutes a day in meditation. Not because I'm teaching some woo-woo spiritual message, but because I want you to sit with you. And you teach you. Because when you find that space, it's amazing how powerful you are. I see many speakers. I see many coaches in my profession. I see many real estate agents. I see many business owners. I say, heck, I even coach athletes now, right? I'm coaching somebody in the Brewers organization. I see a lot of them always looking for answers outside. Somebody else tell me what it is, but nobody can actually tell you what it is. There's too much information out there. You will confuse yourself. You have to go inside. You have to find out you. You have to learn you. And when you do that, I dare you to do that because you will have an awakening. You will have a breakthrough in perspective that will change your life forever. And everything that you learn going forward, you will have somewhere to put it. Like, do you get that? You'll actually have somewhere to put the teachings from other people. Because nobody can teach you about you better than you. What you have to watch out for is, are you being told about you from your ego that tells you you're stupid, you're not good enough, you're blah, how come you're not this, how come you're not that, how come you're not as good as so-and-so? That's different. That's very egotistical. I want you to sit with you and your higher self and just listen and learn. Right? For my people who get on the phone, my commissions-based salespeople, I want you to get on the phone and make calls by yourself. Nobody around, nobody there. And you just learn, like, why did I react like that? How come I fumbled when they said this? How come I felt offended when they rejected me? And start to just really like look at that and go, where does that come from? Because when you get in touch with that and you can solve those issues yourself, now when you go to the sales training, now when you put yourself in these programs, your power is infinite. So I want you to really work on that. I dare you. That's my challenge for you. I want you to go out tomorrow, starting tomorrow or today, if you got time, and when you sit down by yourself and just start to interrogate and learn from you, you start to teach you and watch the miracles occur, okay? So if you haven't subscribed already to this podcast, I'd love it if you did. And if you know somebody who could use this message, please, please, please share it with them. If you haven't come said hi on Facebook or Instagram, I would love it if you come left me a comment or direct message me. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and find a way to win. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.